Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Friday. It's the 28th day of January, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today. I mean, colder than a well digger's ass this morning. I think it was down to like 14 degrees or something like that when we got up this morning. And it'll hit 46, it'll be melting, so the snow's melting slowly and then freezing and melting and freezing, but we're not getting no more moisture. And if we don't get no more moisture, it's going to be a another fuck summer. That being said, see what we're going to open with here. Canadian Freedom Convoy 2022 is now the longest truck convoy on record at 43 miles long, and we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Canadian Freedom Convoy 2022 is now the longest truck convoy on record at 43 miles long. This is from Gateway Pundit and was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. According to Benjamin Ditcher on Fox News, the spokesman for the Freedom Convoy 2022, the massive convoy is 43 miles long. The largest previous truck parade was 5 miles long in Egypt in 2020. The convoy from Vancouver is expected to reach Ottawa on Saturday, via Fox News. The Freedom Convoy left from Vancouver for Ottawa on Sunday to protest the federal government's vaccine mandates for cross-border truckers, which took effect on January 15th. The Canadian Trucking Alliance estimates that roughly 15% of truckers in the country are not fully vaccinated, or about 16,000 truck drivers. Well, it seems like a lot more than that, don't it? Yeah, I mean, seven thousand was turned to 17. We see how you fix your fucking numbers, communists, fucking fascists. The energy behind this movement is massive. The elites must be very, very worried. Yeah, they better be. Tens of thousands of Canucks are lining the highways in support of the truckers and freedom. Well, you know, just before I came up here, there was a comment on this article, and it was, this is a production, this is a setup, this is to, so that we'll starve the people, it's going to be cause suffering and all this shit. Well, yes, it is. There's going to be fucking suffering like none of us has ever fucking I mean, we can't even imagine it. I mean, the Great Depression would probably be the last real fucking suffering that was inside this fucking United States that people, I mean, where you could fucking actually say there was suffering that could fucking count for something. This is going to make that look like kid's play. It is going to be suffering. And you know why? Because you fucking let it happen. And the Canucks up there, you know, the guys that are doing this, they're fucking, they're not going to, what, they should take the death shot so that you don't, so you got your fucking grocery shelves full? Or should you have stood up with them a long fucking time ago and put this fucking Trudeau and his fucking commie government working for the fucking Queen of England in the fucking ground? There's going to be suffering in the United States too, by the way. Suffering like we've never fucking seen before. Starvation. Because it's the same bunch of son of a international bitches that are fucking doing this thing. I mean, I threw the guy's fucking comment out. Of course there's going to be suffering. What do? You know, there comes a point where you do something. Better to do... what the hell? Oh, I'm so pissed. Oh, do something even if it's wrong is what I was looking for. And it's time to do something even if it's fucking wrong. At least they're fucking doing something. I don't see it here in this goddamn country. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, fucking... What do you want? You want to go ahead? These guys should go down and take a fucking shot that's going to kill them. So you, because you already took your fucking shot, right, mister? It's just them ruffling the feathers. You're all going to fucking die. Well, you know what? A lot of you are going to fucking die. You know, lots and lots of you Canadians are going to die. Lots and lots of Americans are going to fucking die. Because of negligence and nothing fucking more. Because the Canadian, in Canada, you gave up fucking guns, man. You should have never done that. Now you have to fight a different way. You're going to have to get the guns back. You're going to have to fucking take the country back. And fucking, I'm glad you're in the North. Because in the South, there's nothing but fucking communism pouring into this goddamn country. And as for these truckers, man, fuck, they're doing what they got to fucking do. And I hope that it leads to fucking goddamn a mass uprising in Canada. I hope they fucking take that fucking Trudeau, put him on trial for treason, and hang his fucking communist fucking ass. I hope it happens just that fucking way. It's going to cause starvation. It's bound to. It's going to cause starvation in this fucking country because those are cross-border fucking truckers. It's going to cause shortages. But don't worry. Fucking, you know, goddamn Trudeau and fucking, Barry Satoro and fucking, George Soros and fucking, all the fucking communist gang down here, they got the same shit fucking working up for us too. The thing is, if you fucking, there's just a handful of these son of a bitches. Kill them. Kill them and it stops. Don't kill them, it keeps going. When you're watching your fucking kids go hungry, when you're watching the flies buzz their fucking eyes like they're Cambodians, because that's what happened to the German people. That's what these goddamn Jewish fucking Zionist bastards did to them. People don't realize that. You can see the footage. Looks like Cambodia. Swollen bellies on the babies sitting in their parents' laps and fucking their eyes out, you know, from lack of vitamin A and the fucking flies buzzing on their fucking, that's what these cocksuckers want for you. But you keep pacifying them through your fucking cowardice. At least these men are doing something, and probably women too, driving them trucks. And we all better start fucking doing something. I hear there's France or somebody's going to fucking join on our Venezuela. Whatever. We watched this happen in Venezuela. We told you this shit could be done right here. They've got their goddamn operatives, the Zionists, the international corporate mafia Zionists, have their operatives in the fucking key positions to fucking cause this shit to happen. What do you think? We just forgot how to fucking run a country overnight? Oh, that's right, COVID-19, which doesn't fucking exist. No study has ever isolated a fucking virus called COVID-19, but that goddamn, that so-called vaccine, that biological kill agent's real as hell, ain't it? You let this happen, so don't bitch and cry around when you're fucking facing the fucking jungle. There's a lot of people that have been fighting this for fucking all their goddamn lives, like me. We've fucking lived in the fucking jungle. We have fucking suffered. And we know we're going to suffer more and we're going to fucking watch people we love fucking die. And it's because of cocksuckers like you with no fucking spines that, just the government says that I'll do it. The government, my government, fuck you and your government. You'll be buried with them, you sons of bitches. You make me want to puke. Come up on the fucking my site fucking crying around. Yeah, you're going to go hungry. A lot of your people are going to go hungry. And it's your fucking fault. Pacifist pricks like you. Because you would not stand for fucking freedom and liberty. And there are some people that are going to fucking, hey, I guess we got to starve. I guess we got to die. We're going to put our fucking goddamn liberty before our lives. And before your fucking life too, you treasonous bastards. Anyway, that's to that fella. National gas soars at 45 million, as 45 million Americans face winter storm threat. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A powerful nor'easter has put 45 million Americans under winter storm watches and warnings Friday into Saturday from the Carolinas to northern Maine. The prospects of the storm and the cold weather have sent U.S. natural gas futures soaring Friday morning. By now, the fucking rich are going to be making a million. They're going to be kicking back, eating their caviar, and sucking their fucking champagne while your fucking kids are fucking got flies buzzing their fucking dying eyes. And there's only a handful of them, but you got to have the fucking balls to go take the motherfuckers out. And I guarantee you this thing will run just like it ran before, efficiently. The shelves would be full. This has been going on for 2 fucking years now. And it's our fucking fault. The National Weather Service. Yeah, go ahead.
What kills me the most about these pacifist motherfuckers is they have children. What do they think their future of their child is going to be if we do not stop this?
They're selfish son of a bitches. I mean, there has never been a generation like this. I don't know if it's the, you know, they talk about the plastics in the food and the fucking chemtrails, the GMO foods, all the shit that they've, you know, been fed. But, that's horse shit. I ate the same goddamn food that they did all my fucking life. Well, I ate deer meat and fucking beans most of my fucking life. But I'm telling you, I don't know what the fuck's the matter with a goddamn animal. A fucking animal, a lower species, will die defending its young. You motherfuckers, so long as you can get your goddamn beer and your football game on the fucking weekend, hell, you're good to go, and you don't give a fuck what happens to your kids.
Smother them and take them to get the death shot.
Hell yes. That's how fucking worthless the son of a bitches are. There's going to be a culling on this goddamn planet. We're going to cull all the fucking dirt and trash and shit off this fucking planet, and most of it's the fuck. We just got to remove the fucking elite from top, from the fucking one side of Earth to the other side of the Earth. We got to remove every fucking one of them. Kill every fucking one of them. Every fucking one of them has to die, because they want to kill every fucking one of you. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say they need to die publicly with the explanation of why we are doing what we're doing.
Absolutely, brother. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. We have to. This time, I mean, goddammit, the first uprising, which was hijacked and called a revolution back in 1775, goddammit, they should have finished it. When they went to the Continental Conventions, when the goddamn rich motherfuckers showed up that were their actual oppressors, that were the king's fucking men, they should have killed them. You need our treasure to fight this war. We got your fucking treasure, motherfucker, and you're going to hang. We already got it. All we got to do is kill you. Bang, you're dead. Think of what a different world this would have been without their phony fucking constitution. What is that constitution giving us? Nothing. That Bill of Rights is all we fucking need. That is a goddamn system of law that is fucking... It's equal, it's fair, it knows no arbitrary condition whatsoever. And we have shown that goddamn we can live, we never needed them. Everything they've done has been to destroy us and build mountains of fucking wealth for themselves. That's why we put that goddamn Bill of Rights in place in December 15, 1791. We took control then. The people had control of this fucking country, and you let it fucking go through fucking complicity. They gave you goodies. They gave you the scrap. And with the goodies they were giving you, I mean, goddamn, I got a nice car, big car, I got a house and stuff. Scraps from the table, and you never owned them anyway. You had to pay the son of a bitches like paying land taxes. I own my own land. No, you don't. I own my own car. No, you fucking don't. I can prove it. You own a titled interest. And if you do not fucking pay the landlord the fucking annual fee, you will not own that fucking piece of property no more, will you? This has gone way too far, people. It really has. Now let's talk about this natural gas. Now, it's been a few years since we ran that huge pipeline down to Mexico to run our natural gas down there, to run their fucking industry, because that's where the goddamn corporate motherfuckers from this country, corporations must be destroyed. They're a fucking goddamn usury. They are fucking vulture capitalists. And that is not what this country was intended to be. We were intended to have free enterprise and a goddamn currency made of silver and gold so that we, the people at all, on an equal playing field, could exploit the resources of this country and live wonderful fucking lives, happy fucking lives. But we let a handful of fucking criminals, just because, hey man, I want to relax for a while, man, I want to deal with this right now, man, I don't want to deal with it. Well, now you're going to fucking deal with it. You're going to deal with it because you're goddamn fucking, when you get to starving, you'll be surprised what a motivator that is. Anyway, so we ran the huge fucking natural gas line. I'll tell you the answer to this goddamn predicament right here. Shut the fucking valve off. Shut the fucking export of fucking natural gas out of this country into Mexico. And we have no fucking shortage. We have a surplus. That's the whole goddamn deal. With all this fracking and shit, they had so much natural gas, they didn't know what to fucking do with it. Well, let's build a fucking pipeline down to Mexico. Then we can move the industry down to Mexico, where you don't have to pay a fucking living wage, and where you can have fucking slave labor, and they have to kiss your fucking feet. The people own nothing. 13 fucking families own it all. And we can fucking, you know, we'll get the money for it there. And then we'll, when there is a need for it here, we'll pump so much of it out of this fucking country. Just like the oil. I seen gas has gone up again here where I fucking live. And just in the last few fucking days. Just like the oil, we have a surplus of fucking, remember the glut? When it was minus $40 a barrel? Now, when that part, you know, they keep talking about we're going through the system and futures and all this shit. When does that part go through the goddamn system? It never did it? Because it's always been a fucking lie, a provable fucking lie. They're taking our natural resources that belong to each and every one of us without due process of the law in blatant violation of our law as a people, as the jurisdictional authority for the United States of America. They are fucking stealing from us. They are armed robbing us. And we're sitting here polishing our fucking guns. We could wipe these motherfuckers out in a day if we can't win on them as a people. Understanding who we are and what our authority is, what our law is. All we have, we don't have to foster any kind of revolution. All we have to do is enforce the goddamn law that we put on the fucking books. But you have to get your dead ass up out of that fucking chair. You're going to have to lay your fucking life on the line, but now you let it go so fucking far like this big guy bitching about the fucking truckers. You let it go so long, now your life's on the line any fucking how, ain't it? And now you're going to cry around about that. Your fucking tears are falling on deaf ears here, buddy. I've been trying to stop this shit all my fucking life. I've served time as a political fucking prisoner. I've had my bones broken. I've had my blood fucking spilled. Fighting for your goddamn rights, you son of a bitch. Don't you cry to me. Anyway, let's go on with this. The National Weather Service, because they talk about this powerful nor'easter is expected to develop off the mid-Atlantic coastline on Friday. before impacting eastern parts of the Northeast and New England this weekend. Heavy snow is expected across eastern Long Island, New England, with gusty winds that could produce blizzard conditions. ACCU weather meteorologists believe the storm will strengthen into a bomb cyclone. Out of the way, they say, fucking, we've had storms that make this look like fucking piss. Bomb cyclone, a weather pattern we noted on Wednesday that had a very strong possibility playing out across the northeast late Friday into Saturday. A cold front is expected to pour into the East Coast. We noted parts of South Florida are bracing for a rare freeze that could damage citrus crops. I mean, is there anything else they could do to destroy this fucking... What's it take to get it through your fucking head that they're going to try and starve you to death? If you won't, they tried to give you the fucking shot, and too many of the fucking, there's too many Americans left with fucking guns that said no. There's enough of us to still take this whole goddamn world over. And they fucking know it. So, I mean, any goddamn little tiny angle just to kill one more American, get one more gun out of the hand of some son of a bitch that'll fucking use it on their ass. That is their fucking goal, because they are fucked and they know it. Everybody knows what they're doing. The people around the world see that this isn't just an attack on America. This is a goddamn global operation to put in a new global fucking international corporate mafia fucking one world government with a one world bank and one bunch of slaves and a few fucking masters at the top. And then there's then there'll be the goddamn the overseers. They'll be that, that'll be what you call your middle class overseers. Come over see me, Chinaman. Come over and see me, you son of a bitch. Yeah, there's gonna be dying. I told you guys a long time ago, fucking, if people did not fucking take this fucking seriously and get up off their dead asses and get fucking mean, we're gonna lose a couple million fucking people just to get it through people's fucking heads. Gosh, they've done killed 2 million of us, but come find out. I think they're serious about this fucking takeover of our country, don't you? And then when the people do start fighting back, they gotta learn how to fucking fight a guerrilla war. But we have the plenty of people, but it's gonna be, we're gonna lose a couple of million, they will be American nationals. And there'll be a couple of million of fucking goddamn the Pope's little brown army from the fucking South, and from hell, all over the fucking world at this point in the ball game. We're gonna have to fucking wipe, when we start firing them fucking bullets, man, we'll see. It'll be just like before. How many times we gotta kick your fucking ass before you get the idea we're kicking your fucking ass? Because the reason they got these son of a bitches here to start with, like I said, is cause they carried them over here, gave them free fucking Walmart, free fucking schooling, free fucking housing. On our fucking buck while our people are American nationals who can trace their lineage back to before the fucking founding of this country are living under goddamn bridges by the millions. And don't let them tell you fucking different. You don't think they lie about numbers? You heard the broadcast yesterday, didn't ya? They are lying, low-down, fucking Zionist pig fucking motherfuckers who have never fought a fight of their own in their whole fucking sorry-ass lives. If you want to sit out in the field near the fucking Gaza Strip, where the fence is, and plink at fucking goddamn 14-year-old kids and shit, and shooting them in the fucking body, shooting them in the legs, sitting back drinking beer like you were fucking target shooting out of the goddamn in a field at gophers, oh, you could call yourself brave, you fucking slime balls. Those Khazarian motherfuckers need to be wiped from the face of this planet until we fucking do. Until we wipe out this whole idea of elitism. I mean, a level playing field, everybody's going to fucking fall to their level. I mean, you got your intelligence, your aptitude, but there's a plenty on this goddamn, there's a plenty with the goddamn mountains they've stolen. There's still a plenty. They want us fucking dead. They want us to crawl up on our knees like we did in days of old, in old England. Oh, please, and beg and plead to the fucking disguise, this king, this fat-ass motherfucker, sitting in a throne in his own fucking shit, drunk on fucking wine, drinking and fucking debauchery with fucking women and children. You think this shit's something new? Because I'm here to tell you it ain't. Even through the history of this fucking country, I guarantee you, fucking kids have been pedophiled the whole fucking time. It's just been, at first they had the fucking wealth to cover it up. Huge estates where they kept them fucking did their filth to the fucking children. One fucking child, them doing this to, should be enough for us to kill every goddamn one of them. Shouldn't it? If we have an ounce of fucking conscience, an ounce of fucking morality left in us. And it went on, and goddamn the good Christian, the Masonic church, and then the churches when they joined. You know, you people still talking about the churches, you know. We got to turn to the churches. The churches have fucking violated the law. The churches are going to fucking hang. The heads of the churches are going to hang. Everybody, the deacons of the churches are going to hang. Because when they took that 501c3, they violated the first article of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the absolute ratified law of we the people. Ratified December 15, 1791. There will be no establishment of religion by the fucking any. They do not join with the fucking government. And they do not help the government control the fucking people. And it ain't even a fucking government, it's a fucking corporation. But hey man, you get a lot more money. Look at fucking Benny Hinn and that Joel Nelson. Look at them son of a bitches in their fucking limousines. Doing God's work. Riding around in fucking limousines and flying around in private fucking planes. Whores. Little children, no fucking doubt. They're pedophiles on top of it. We let it happen, people. It didn't have to be this way. But you fucking reached up, like, after World War II, after World War I, the people, you know, the soldiers came down, they were promised fucking money they didn't get. And they came to Washington, D.C., and Eisenhower came just like George Washington did with the whiskey rebellion. Came and threatened to fucking kill him. Washington was ready to, George Washington, to father your country, because the people would refuse to pay an access tax on the liquor they were making for them fucking selves. He brought a fucking private fucking army, and that's what it was, a private fucking army. It's always been a private fucking army. The people are the goddamn defenders of this country. Everybody should have wiped George Washington and his fucking army out. Everybody. But now, see, it was a hard thing in them days because we're talking 390 million square miles of fucking America. A hard thing to communicate with everybody in such a time as to build up the fucking anger to fucking unleash it on these bastards. They knew it. And what press there was, you know, what printings was going on. If there was a goddamn newspaper that was printing wrong, they just killed them. Just like today. Nothing's fucking changed. The Bill of Rights, I mean, people try to say, well, it never worked because you didn't enforce it. It's your fault. The law is not wrong. You just didn't fucking enforce it, you cowardly bastards. If you did, you'd be living in fucking paradise. You wouldn't be in foreign entanglements. We wouldn't be a part of any kind of world organization. And the goddamn sure wouldn't be no goddamn United Nations gonna make laws saying that they can take and fucking suspend our fucking Bill of Rights, our fucking law, anytime they want to. You are all gonna fucking die. Get it through your fucking heads. More people have, like 6.4 million people bought guns this year that people had never owned guns before. You know we're not going to give them up. That what they want here is a fucking purge, people. They want to fucking starve the people down to we're killing each other for something to eat. No! Kill them! Start the machine back up. The fucking, all the mechanisms are there. Everybody just show up for fucking work. Tell them to, once you've killed the motherfucker, they're telling you not to go to work. Don't you get it? That's what they did to Venezuela. Venezuela's quit giving 95 cents of every dollar for their fucking natural resources over to the fucking Jews. So all of a sudden, like just overnight, this country that was running fucking fine, the people were quite wealthy, they still are, they own the gold, they own the fucking oil. All of a sudden it couldn't get, because of fucking mammon. They pulled the fucking mammon, the means of exchange. See, that's why they promised in those Federalist Papers. That was another reason we never needed a Bill of Rights. How could they ever hurt us? Because they broke the fuck. I mean, they committed high treason when they quit minting fucking goddamn gold and silver with a currency without fucking debt attached to it. That was what we were supposed to have in this country. Guaranteed. Long as the wind blows and the water flows and there's stars up in the sky. Just fucking believe it. And then when you start seeing it's wrong, just keep nudging down in the corner, getting away from it. Maybe somebody else will take care of it. Keep crying. Get to the middle of that herd of that sheep. Maybe the wolf will get the ones on the outside. You fucking cowards. When you see your kid, well, I don't know. The guy might be right. The caller might be right. You might just want your kids starved. Fuck, you might pull the fucking food right out of their mouth and eat it yourself, you selfish son of a bitches. What kind of people have you become? We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then there if you get off you, I'll rush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:49 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. Now, like the fellow who commented, welcome to the jungle, buddy. You fucking went along to go along. You bent with the wind, and now you're going to fucking pay the fucking piper. To use some cliches. Let's see what else they got for us here. You think you're not going to fucking starve just because, I mean, if the truckers will go and take a fucking shot and sacrifice their fucking lives, you ain't going to fucking starve? Joe Biden to import 20,000 more foreign workers for blue-collar American jobs. Under what fucking authority? Under what goddamn consent from we the people? None. Because these are being taken from us and given to fucking foreigners. They are being taken from us without the due process of the fucking law required by the law that we the people put in place December 15, 1791 that declares us the jurisdictional authority over this country. We make the fucking decisions. We say what goes where. And you take something from me, you got to take me all the way through that fucking due process of the law as an individual. You have to do it in your individual capacity. You can't get, well, you fucking, they violated the ninth article. They pissed on the ninth article. They pissed on our authority when they created the goddamn corporation in 1871 and declared themselves the fucking ruling fucking class. You should have killed them back in goddamn 1789. That would have been the least of us that would have had to die doing it. And then in 1933, when they took the fucking gold, you should have killed them all. More of us would have died, but it would have been less that are going to die now. Get ready for it. Get ready to see fucking death. Like in this country here, you know, it's been fucking, oh, that's something that happens overseas. We send the boys overseas. They come back all blown up or dead. Well, we send the boys over to the UN and NATO and that stuff, and they go do the killing and stuff, and we watch it on TV. Well, it ain't going to be on TV this time, motherfucker. It's going to be right in your fucking lap. And you will fight or you will fucking die. And you, when you want food, you will go get it or you will fucking die. They want to fucking, I mean, it's a simple fucking matter. There ain't that goddamn many of them. Wipe the fucking so-called ruling class off this fucking planet in this country. Take this goddamn country back. Take its nuclear arsenal back. And then take the rest of the fucking wealth that has been stolen by these international corporate mafia criminal motherfuckers. Give it back. Give the criminals over. They hang. We have our wealth back. And we're fucking, and we can start this thing over again without a ruling fucking class. There has always been a ruling class from the get-go. That's what that goddamn constitution was. Created by the ruling class for the ruling class. We, the people my ass, we, the ruling class was, that's who that document was for. Never ratified by we the people. We never gave consent for it. But that goddamn commerce clause and that general welfare clause, that open subject matter has been used to create the 14th Amendment to subjugate your stupid fucking asses because you can't read at a third grade level. And once you did figure it out, you're too goddamn chicken shit to do anything about it. Well, at least them truckers up in Canada are doing something. Here. See what old Joe's up to. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Joe, but he ain't no fucking president. He's a goddamn international fucking criminal. He's an invader in our country. He's an occupier. He's a piece of fucking dog shit. He has no fucking brain. He's just a fucking meat puppet. But the communist goddamn collective fucking committee that controls that son of a bitch is allowing businesses, you know, they had the Democrats, they were all for the poor, and then they welfare, get that welfare going, get that dependency going. And then they had the recession in the fucking 70s, and they swept the poor under the fucking rug. They just like, you know, all of a sudden, oh, God, the unemployment, all them people, and then all of a sudden, they were just gone. They were in the jungle, learning how to live a different kind of fucking life, learning how to live with deprivation, learning how to survive until their day came, and our day's here now. And there's fucking, we outnumber these motherfuckers 1,000 to 1. And if we do not fucking stand and fight, we are fucking, hey, why don't you just fucking grind up your children and let them eat them? Because that's the kind of coward you are. Biden allowing businesses. See, it's always businesses. It's been this god. This country wasn't created for fucking to make fortunes for a handful of motherfuckers. It was created so that the fucking people who fought for fucking freedom and liberty could live free in liberty and enjoy the fucking fruits of their fucking labor. It belonged to us. It belongs to us. They couldn't remove our courts, but they did, and we let it happen. We allowed it. They can't get the guns because the people aren't that fucking stupid. Even the stupid people aren't that stupid. I don't know. Some of them, I hand them right over. Like the asshole that fucking saw the AK-47 in two, I mean, some years ago. It was a little demo, a little propaganda demo. Saw your fucking gun in two, asshole. You better know how to fucking swim. You better not be too deep into this goddamn fucking treason or your ass will hang or be put against a fucking wall. They have declared war on you, and they are fucking killing you. They are killing you right now, and you're not killing back. That's the fucking problem. And they're just beginning, because this is how you realize how communists fight. They don't have balls. They don't come out man to man. They never have. Even the days of old England, man, the king, he sat back on the fucking hill, and it's like on the Braveheart. Send in the Irish. Can we shoot arrows? Arrows cost money. The Irish cost nothing. That's the way they fucking think of you, stupid ass. And then you get some rich motherfucking international playboy fucking real estate mogul like fucking Donald the fucking pimp Trump comes up and, oh, he's one of us. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. We gave him a chance. We didn't give him a chance. You gave him a fucking chance. We called that cocksucker out for what he was every inch of the goddamn way. But I remember the people. Oh, you got to give him a chance. You got to give him. You gave him a chance, and he fucking took your fucking bump stocks. He by executive dictate. He violated your second. He pissed on your second article, and then he went and fucking put the red flag laws. Pushed red flag laws at the federal level. We'll go take the guns, and then we'll give them the procedural due process because they're too fucking dumb to know it. I have said before, is he too fucking dumb to know what procedural due process is? Or are we too fucking dumb to know what procedural due process is? Well, I'll explain it to you right now. That means you have to go through the process before you can commit the act. You have to gain the jurisdiction. They want the fucking jurisdiction to be fucking dictate. They want to be dictators, and they all want their little corporate fiefdoms, all these bastards over in the fucking Silicon Valley, all these fucking robber barons of today. One man cannot honestly make $1 billion a year. How could he? What product could he create that is worth $1 billion if you lay it down and fucking try to use it for something useful? You can't eat it, you can't drink it, and you can't breathe it. And it doesn't shelter you. That's the basics of fucking survival. It has nothing to do with it. It's just a fucking goddamn con. And you went for it. You went for it hook, line, and sinker because it was easier than admitting what they were doing to you and standing up and risking, fucking, we're all gonna die. And fucking bullets hurt. But fucking, I'd rather fucking die in agony than let these motherfuckers think they ever owned me. Or will ever own me. You will fight or you will die. I guarantee you that. And then when you fucking finally get the shit rolling pretty good, here come the fucking hijackers. These cocksuckers who have been making billions of dollars off of the fucking misery. Well, just coming on, we're pointing out the misery to you. We know why it's happening. We know that you have the fucking jurisdictional authority through the Bill of Rights to fucking end it tomorrow. We're not going to tell you about that, though. But we got some goddamn military surplus we want to sell you. Everybody fucking are some goddamn freeze-dried foods. All the billions that have been made by the pimps who pimped this goddamn fucking tragedy. When you see this tragedy, when you start seeing that death, think of them. Because they're the same cocksuckers that are trying to hijack what you finally got moving now. You're pushing back. They see the power, and just like the cocksuckers in back in 1776, they're going to try and fucking grab it away from you, call it their fucking power. They're going to be the fucking leaders when the god, and you're going to do the fucking fighting. That's the way it's been in the, for the whole history of this fucking country. The poor son of a bitch, the fucking commoner, has done all the goddamn fighting, and the fucking rich man has enjoyed the fruits of the fucking fight. And then after the fucking so-called Revolutionary War, when the people who lived through it come to get their 360 fucking acres they were promised, oh, we got to sell that to fucking regain our money we had to put into this fucking thing when we didn't risk nothing. And I know the story about George Washington and the bullet holes in his coat. I can see the motherfuckers hanging his coat on a fucking limb and shooting holes in it. And the fucking propagandists of the day fucking writing up the fucking story. You think they didn't do it back then too? The people should have killed every one of them. Every elitist motherfucker, every aristocracy piece of shit in this country should have been wiped out then. And we wouldn't be living in this hell we're living in. It's our own fault. Go ahead.
Hey, I had seen on the article one of the bobbleheads on the show The View. I think she calls herself a lawyer, Sunny something. Anyway, and she was talking about the thing with Spotify and Joe Rogan and who, Neil Young.
Yeah.
Anyway, and she said something about yeah, well, I think they should be good corporate citizens. I'm a good corporate citizen. I have never heard that in my life.
Well, you have.
Corporate. I mean, she's coming out.
Yeah, you have, Misty. You've heard it here. We've been telling you.
I mean, yes, you're
what
right.
Does the 14th Amendment make you? A corporate fucking
exactly.
Subject. It's not a citizen,
you know
even.
Saying.
Yeah.
I know that way.
Yeah, well, that's because.
People usually say you're a citizen, and we go, no, we know better all this. But to hear her say that we should be, I'm a good corporate citizen, I just found it strange.
Well, strange. It's an outrage is what it is. The bottom line is that why did you hear it? It's because of the fucking 10-year fucking fight that the people that fucking have figured out what's going on, who've brought that Bill of Rights back from the fucking grave and have it standing tall, and it's fucking getting more powerful every day. And then as soon as you accomplish what these lying bastards who made billions off this goddamn tragedy lied to you for 30 years over, and when they start seeing the fucking power, you start seeing the fucking hijackers. They want to be the new fucking elite. Well, I've been doing this since fucking 1970. I've been out on the radio since 1970. I've been fighting since fucking 1970, motherfucker. I fought him with my fucking fists. I fucking fought him with my goddamn mind. I have fucking served as a documented political prisoner while you were fucking selling your fucking army surplus, you motherfuckers. You ain't going to get to keep your wealth. Give it up. And you're not taking over this fucking cause because it's starting to work now. And they wouldn't have cared. They don't want it to end. Why would they? They're living like goddamn kings while they're selling us out. Don't fight, guys. I mean, you're a corporation anyway. You're 3%ers. That was the first one I heard about, the 3%ers and the Oath Keepers. You go look it up. Incorporated. They're 501c3 fucking organizations. Fuck this goddamn corporate. This isn't a capitalist country. Show me in any of the founding documents where the word capitalism fucking even appears. It was known as usury. And I have heard these same people declare that they are the actual Jews, the real Jews. Those are phony Jews over there in Israel, except for the ones of Abraham and Jacob. I mean, all of this bullshit that meant nothing. 30 fucking years of it. And finally we stand up and we say, fucking none of this shit matters, does it? Unless you're free and at liberty, you can't even fucking think what you want. And we stand there with that fucking 10 articles on that one piece of fucking paper. We all come together under that goddamn law that we put, our ancestors put in place because they knew this shit was coming. We destroy them. We destroy them easy. And then if you want to fucking, whatever you want to fucking believe, believe it. Live it. Just so long as you ain't trying to make me fucking believe what you believe. So long as you're trying not trying to make me take your interpretations of a fucking book that is a fucking theory and trying to make it law that you're going to make me live under and pay you to fucking oppress me with. I will kill you too. And that's what it's all been about. In the end, they just, for 30 years they had the fucking ultimate relief valve. Oh, I stopped it this time, but I told them, man, next time I probably can't. You ain't shit. Never were nothing. None of you. You're a bunch of fucking fake-a-roo motherfuckers, and you're about to fucking meet the people in the jungle, and you know who we are, and you know we'll rip your fucking asses to pieces. So we were talking about Joe Biden, and we got some more people. I mean, goddamn, we're so fucking rich here. We can't fill the jobs. They can't see they're fucking milking the resources just like we told you they would when fucking Trumpy was coming in. That's Mr. fucking goddamn bankruptcy extraordinaire. And then got Wilbur Ross, the Rothschilds, king of fucking goddamn bankruptcies. That's what you're looking at here. That's why they think they're going to buy up your goddamn country. You can't buy what doesn't belong. You know, buy from something from somebody that doesn't belong to them. You take it through the goddamn common law courts, or you take it by the fucking sword. That's the only way you can take this goddamn country from the American nationals, motherfuckers. And you know it. You hate that fucking Bill of Rights. You've always hated that Bill of Rights. You've tried to destroy it. But it's come back, and it's coming back to bite you on the ass. It's coming back to shred your fucking ass. It's coming back to for fucking, there's going to be justice, and you are going to meet fucking justice, you motherfuckers. You couldn't get rid of it. You almost did. You almost fucking did it. Only that, you know what fucked them was the internet. The fucking, so the people could, through over this 390 million square mile fucking country could communicate with one another. And tell truths. When the truth started being told, people will flock to it. People will flock to the truth. Because they know the truth is, if you're lost in a cave, and there's three fucking caves you can go down, and you're trying to find your way out, only one is the true path out. And if you can find that true path out, you're gonna go down those other fucking routes. Because some son of a bitch is sitting there, go this way here, come with me. I got a whole bunch of people, and we got guns and stuff, and come over here. Fuck you. We're going down the center fucking path where the truth is. The truth is going to set us free, and it's going to put your ass in the ground. Plain and simple. On Thursday, Department of Homeland Security, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, said 13,500 of the H-2B visas. Who in the fuck, did you guys, any of you fuckers out there, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call my people fuckers, but any of you guys out there, any of you guys give permission for anybody to come into this country and work in our country and take wealth out of our country? Because when they take wealth out of their country, they are taking, the wealth lays in the land. And you're seeing it coming back around. They then take the wealth and they buy the fucking land, and next thing you know, you're a fucking, as Jefferson said, you're homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. Ain't that where we're at here, people? Go look under the fucking bridges and the freeways. Has anybody even, I mean, these son of a bitches are down there on the goddamn border giving out billions of fucking dollars, and every goddamn church, dirty church, motherfucking Zionist, Judeo-Christian motherfucking church, is down there taking government fucking grants under their 501c3 joinder with the fucking corporation, which is a violation of the first article, a hangable offense. That's fucking treason. And they're gonna hang. And their fucking churches are gonna fucking burn. Because you're not gonna sit and build a goddamn empire here. This is our country. This is our home. And we have slayed down laws to protect it, and we're going to fucking enforce them. And like I said, we don't have to fucking have, I mean, they act like, we got to have a revolution, we got to do them. Fuck you. No, we don't. All we have to do is enforce that law that is already written and ratified and is the highest fucking law in this fucking land. And until our goddamn common law courts are returned, we do it with the second article. That's what the goddamn document tells us. That's what the fucking anti-federalists who knew this shit was coming told us. And we have to do it as individuals. I know it's a motherfucker not having somebody help you wipe your ass, but you're going to have to do it anyway. If you, if every one of us stands up as an individual and defends our individual freedoms and liberties, we wipe their asses out in short order. And then we go after the international motherfuckers who have fucking sucked our goddamn wealth out of our country. We take it back. We take the international motherfuckers who, like the Rothschilds, who think they're going to rule the fucking world. You think you're going to be king of the world? You're going to be Mussolini hanging upside down naked with people beating your dead body with sticks, you son of a bitch. You ain't the first people that have tried to take this world over. There are, we outnumber, fuck, on a world basis, what, 2 or 3 million, 5 million to 1? And we're letting these fucking cunts fucking push us around? Good for the Canadian truckers. Anyway, that's enough for me today, man. I'm disgusted as I can fucking get. But man, I hope those truckers come out of those trucks. I hope the people come out, and I hope they drag that Trudeau out in the fucking street and hang his motherfucking ass and every son of a bitch along with him. And then you'll see who's really in charge, because the Queen will send the fucking troops of fucking Britain over here to fucking secure her fucking northern possession of fucking North America. And she also considers this to be her possession, you to be her possession. Come over here, you motherfucking bean-eating motherfucker. I'll blow your fucking head off. Anyways, guys, until we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, the Word from the Trenches. And until then, just see that, look at this for what it is. And yeah, there's going to be suffering and dying and fucking numbers and fucking goddamn amounts you cannot even fucking imagine, and in ways you cannot imagine. And it's your fucking fault because you fucking allowed it. You outnumbered the motherfuckers that are doing this to you 1,000 to 1, and you're letting it happen because you're a bunch of fucking pussies, or else you can't read at a third grade level, or else you just want to fucking bury your head in the sand. Well, bury your head in the sand, and one of these goddamn fucking internationalist communist motherfuckers will stick something up your ass. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do it too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!